So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Shchitas u'malikas treifa mitamen beveis abliya. If a kohen did malika on an oif kachem or shchita on an oif chulin, and then discovered that the bird is a treifa, the bird is tamei, and the malika or shchita do not remove tamas nevela. And this derived from the pasuk b'chol nefesh asher toichel nevela treifa, b'chibes begodav v'rochatz b'mayim b'tamei adara b'tar. Why did the pasuk need to mention the word treifa? Im treifa chaya, harid nevela amura. If we hold the treifa bird is considered alive until it actually dies, then the oif can only become tamei after it dies, and then it's nevela anyway. Im treifa enechaya, harihi bechlal nevela. And if we hold the treifa is considered dead even while it's still alive, then the oif becomes tamei before it dies because it's considered nevela. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda explains that treifa is needed to teach lehevi treifa sheshachta shemitamah. As Rashi explains, lashmina treifa enechaya veinu bechlal nevela. A treifa bird becomes tamei while it is alive only because of the shame treifa, not because of nevela. And therefore, ein shchita me'elas ba shein shchita materas mishum treifa el mishum nevela. Even if afterward the oif was shechted, the shchita cannot remove this tumma because shchita only removes tumma that comes from the shem nevela, but not from the shem treifa. The Gemara now proceeds with a discussion in another pasuk in Parashat Vayikra that also mentions both nevela and treifa. V'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa ya'asel chamalacha va'ochel lo techlu. If a behemah became nevela or treifa, the fats are tar and permitted for use, and there is no tumas nevela. The Gemara initially assumes that nevela treifa refers to the resha of the pasuk. Ya'asel chamalacha v'chelav remains tar. And therefore the Gemara asks, here too the word treifa is superfluous because im treifa chaya hari nevela amura, im treifa eina chaya hari b'chal nevela. The Gemara first attempts four approaches and then concludes as follows. Rav explains nevela treifa refers to the seifa of the pasuk, v'ochol lo techluhu. The chelev may not be eaten, and the pasuk teaches as follows. Hatayra amra yavei isu nevela v'yochol isu chelev, yavei isu treifa v'yochol al isu chelev. If the behemoth became nevela or treifa, one who eats from the chelev is liable for both isurim, as the Gemara explains, nevela mishum de mitamya. The isur nevela takes effect over the isur chelev because the isur nevela is more chomer in that it causes the animal to become tumma. And treifa mishum de isur mechayim. The isur treifa takes effect over the isur chelev because the isur treifa takes effect while the animal is still alive. The Gemara only rejects the other four possible approaches as follows. The first possibility is that the word treifa teaches treifa sheshachta shechel betar, that if a behemah treifa was shechta, the chelev is tar. However, this cannot be so, because this would imply, however, dehi mitama, that the meat is tamei, and the halacha is otherwise, that if a behemah treifa was shechta, the meat is tar, because the pasuk states, v'chiyamas min ha-behemah ha-negei b'nev lasa yitma da'arv. The exclusive word min implies mixas behemah mitama, mixas behemah ein mitama. Only certain animals become tamei, but a treifa animal that was shechted is tar. Another possible approach is that the word treifa teaches lemuute tmeya, because mishiyesh b'mina treifa yatzis zezu she'im b'mina treifa. This halacha that if a behemah treifa was shechted, the chelev is tar, was taught to exclude a behemah tmeya as follows: the chelev is tar only in the behemah tahira, where the issa treifa applies, but the chelev remains tamei in the behemah tmeya, where the issa treifa does not apply. However, this cannot be so, because treifa is not needed to teach this halacha, because we already know to exclude tamei from the end of the pasuk. V'achol etochlu, the chelev may not be eaten, which implies that the meat, however, may be eaten, and this teaches mishachel ba'asura u'besara mutter, yatza tamei ha'shachel ba'u'besara asar. The chelev is tar only in the behemah tahir, where in a ksheira the chelev is asar and the basar is mutter. But the chelev remains tamei in the behemah tamei, where both the chelev and basar are asar. Another possible approach is that the word treifa teaches lasui chaya. If a chaya tahara dies and becomes nevela, the chelev is tar. However, this cannot be so, because the halacha is actually otherwise, that if a chaya tahara dies and becomes nevela, the chelev is tamei, because it's excluded from the above halacha, similarly as behemah tamei was excluded, because they are similar in that the ein chel b'cholik mebisara. The chelev and the basar have the same halacha. In this case, they're both mutter. And here we will similarly say, mishachel b'asa b'sara mutter, yatza chaya shachel b'sara mutter. The chelev is tar only in the behemah tahira, where in a ksheira the chelev is asr and the basar is mutter. But the chelev remains tamei in the chaya tahira, where both the chelev and basar are mutter. Then Abai attempted to say that treifa legufe yitzruch. The word treifa is needed to teach that in the treifa animal the chelev is tar. And we would not have known this from the veil, because we would have made a binyan av, a comparison from behemah tamei, and that hoyle b'tamei asur michayim, chel b'tamei af treifa asur michayim chel b'tamei. Just in the behemah tameya, where the isur tameya takes effect while the animal is alive, the chelev is tamei. So too in the treifa, where the isur treifa takes effect while the animal is alive, the chelev is tamei. The Gemara, however, rejects this binyan because tameya lo hisla shasa kosher, treifa hisla b'mina shasa kosher. Behemah tameya was never eligible for achila, therefore the chelev is tamei. While Behemet Taira, that is Trefa, was eligible for Achila before it became a Trefa. And even if it was a Trefa from birth, this type of Behemet is eligible for Achila. Therefore, perhaps, the Chelev is Tar. The Gemara now proceeds with a Machlokes in Remeir's opinion of Malak Venimtz's Trefa, Einim Matam Beveis Abliya. If the Kohen did Malika on an Oif Kachim and then discovered that the bird is a Trefa, the bird does not become Tamei Nevela. Rechlin says, Leiti Remeir Ele Betmimin. The Malika removes Tumas Nevela only if the Trefa bird did not have a blemish. Because the Sheikha Behu Malika, the bird was otherwise eligible for Malika had it not been a Trefa. However, the Malika does not remove Tumas Nevela if the Trefa bird did have a blemish, because the Le Sheikha Behu Malika, the bird was not eligible for Malika because of the blemish, even if it was not a Trefa. While Rabbi Laza says, even if the Trefa bird did have a blemish, and even if it was a goose or hen that were Kadshim, the Malika does remove Tumas Nevela, even though they're not eligible for Karbanis, because Hayla Malika Behechshir Kachim Bifnimhi. Since Malika is eligible for the Avodah of a Karbanis that was Kosher, therefore Malika can remove Tumas Nevela from Olaif Kachim. The Gemara proceeds with a question regarding Egla Rufa, the calf that is decapitated when a murdered body is found and the Ritzeich is not known. The Pasuk states, Kapar L'Amchi Yisrael V'Goymer, Kaparik Sibba K'Kadishim. The Egla Rufa is compared to Karbanis. Therefore, Egla Rufa Michaim Nasr, like Karbanis, the Egla Rufa becomes Asabana while it is still alive, through Yiridus to Nachal Esen, when the calf is brought to Nachal Esen. And Egla Rufa La'acha Arifa Tahira, like Karbanis, when the Egla Rufa is decapitated, the Arifa removes Tumas Nevela, and certainly La'acha Shchita Tahira. If the Egla Rufa was Shechted, the Shchita removes Tumas Nevela, because as Rashi explains, the Ein L'cha Shchita Bebehema Tahira Shemetama. However, Mesa Me'aleha Mitama, if the Egla Rufa dies on its own, its meat becomes Tum in the Vela, because the Pasuk states, Kol Chelev Shor Kesev Ve'ez Loise Chelev. The word Kol comes to include Lehevi Chelev Egla Trefa. If an Egla Rufa came in the Vela, its Chelev becomes Tar, and this implies, however, Besari Tame. Hanulach Perak Chata Sa'if, where Bakashim completed the 7th paragraph of Masechta Zvachim, and will begin the 8th paragraph, Kol HaZvachim, in the next share, Be'ezes Hashem.